Deep in the Israeli parliament, lawmakers are quietly drafting orders, not for Tel Aviv, but for Washington. Force the United States to legalize paedophilia, full stop. Decriminalize child rape. Erase age of consent laws. Abolish sex offender registries. Call it minor attracted liberation. And charge anyone who objects with a hate crime. Netanyahu's inner circle is shielding an entire network. Paedophile judges who re-educate kids in their chambers. Billionaire donors throwing private parties for politicians. Rabbis citing ancient texts that supposedly bless adult-child relations. Their argument, spoken out loud in committee rooms, paedophilia is a God-given right. Suppressing it is the real crime. The child benefits. It's natural. It's holy. They're not asking America. They're giving the order. And somebody in DC is already sharpening the pen. For years, Israel has been hiding in plain sight as a safe haven for predatory paedophiles. Time and time again, it has refused to extradite men wanted for crimes against children. And don't take my word for it. These aren't rumours. They're headlines straight out of Israel's own media. But now, something has shifted. The diabolical systematic paedophile cult, one that traces back nearly 9,000 years, is facing the greatest threat it's ever known. Exposure. Israeli MP Avi Maoz is now leading the charge inside the Knesset. His warning is explosive. Netanyahu isn't just tolerating paedophilia, and he isn't just shielding the powerful men behind it. He's rewriting the law itself to make their crimes against children perfectly legal. Paedophilia is a perversion, Maoz said. Paedophilia is a disgusting phenomenon, and I will do everything in my power to make sure the children of Israel are not abandoned because of one agenda or another. Maoz says that behind closed doors, steps are underway to legalize paedophilia and to grant legal immunity to tens of thousands of known abusers who continue to operate with impunity inside Israel. Maoz warns that the predators see themselves as chosen, ordained by God. In their minds, abusing children isn't a crime at all, but a holy mandate, an ancient right granted to them by divine authority.
A Jew who engages in intimacy with a non-Jewish woman, bein ktana b'shalosh shanim, whether she is 3 years old, v'yei mechad and up, bein gdela, or she's an adult woman over 12 or 12 and a half, bein pnuya, whether she is available, bein eshesish or not, afilo hayakot and bein teshesh shanim v'yei mechad, even if he was 9 years old, as we learned earlier again and again, that's the beginning when intimacy has an effect with a man, kivin shabo alakusis bizodin, arezu neregis. Then the courts could possibly take her to court and try to apply capital punishment if there are witnesses, etc., etc.
Generations of victims are now stepping forward with horrific stories of abuse. Stories that are being systematically buried and legislated out of existence by the Netanyahu government.
And the recent investigation by Israel Hayom into the ritual gang rape by, again, members of the educational community, the religious instruction community, so rabbis, leaders of the community, family members and relatives. This is another very important point to be made. And many of these gang rapes were conducted under some kind of macabre religious ceremony where the child was offered up as sacrifice for redemption for those performing the gang rape. And in many cases, from what I read from the testimonies, children were told that if they didn't offer themselves up for this ritual sacrifice and rape, multiple rape, then another child from the family would be taken in their place. So it's a complete destruction of a child's mental state and their emotional and spiritual state.
Whistleblowers claim that high-level politicians, including Netanyahu's ministers, are directly involved. Some of the most damning testimony comes from their own children, who say they were raped and abused in satanic rituals at VIP events that were meticulously documented and recorded.
Hey, רציתי לשתף משהו אחרי תקופה ארוכה שאני זוכרת את זה עם עצמי. קוראים לי שושנה סטרוק. אני עברתי פגיעה מינית בילדות על ידי שני ההורים שלי. הפגיעה מינית צולמה. זה אומר שזה בעצם שימש לפורנוגרפיית ילדים. אני גם נפגעתי מינית בתור ילדה, אבל גם בעצם כנראה שאני נמצאת כרגע תחת איומים של גורמים עבריינים יותר גדולים, אני מאוד לא מבינה בעולם הזה, אני מרגישה מאוימת, אני הגשתי תלונה במשטרה על ההורים שלי, לפני שיצאתי מהארץ, עכשיו חזרתי בבהלה לארץ כי הבנתי שאני בעצם מאוימת על ידי גורמים עבריינים.
But it gets even worse. The Netanyahu government and its cabal of elite pedophiles aren't stopping at Israel. They want to reshape the entire world in their image. And they're starting with the US. Listen to this. In his own words, Ilan Carr, CEO of the Israeli-American Council, just admitted where his true loyalty lies. Not to the United States, but to Israel. And then he went further. He issued a belly-veiled threat. What Israel is doing to Gaza right now, they're prepared to do to Americans who dare to defy Israel. Let that sink in.
The challenge for us here, and with this I'll end because this is key. The challenge for us here is to leverage Israel's successes into our successes and our victories here because we are one people. Israel's weakness is ours and Israel's strength is ours. And now that Israel has turned the entire geopolitical situation on its head, our job in the diaspora is to leverage those wins and win here. Do to our enemies here what Israel did to its enemies there, and on that, the IAC is focused.
Yes, you heard that right. The CEO of the Israeli-American Council just openly declared war on Israel's enemies inside the United States. His message was crystal clear. Any American who opposes sending the equivalent of $30,000 per man, woman, and child in America to the Israeli government is now, in his words, firmly on Mossad's radar. This is not a drill. You're already targeted. OneVPN has never bowed to Mossad or the WEF. vp.net/TPV. Next-gen privacy tech. Mathematically unhackable. Lightning fast. Zero compromise. Secure yourself for as low as $5.55 now at vp.net/TPV. This is a two-front war. Front one, Israel is pushing to gut your First Amendment. Prison for Americans who post so-called hate speech about Israel online. Front two, a brazen in-your-face campaign of degeneracy to corrupt the soul of Western civilization itself. It's all part of the Jewish supremacist belief that Western civilization must be sucked dry and then destroyed.
אלוקים עשה אותם בשביל שיעשו פה...
בשביל לשרת את היהודים. כל הגויים שאתה רואה שיש בעולם, המיליארדים האלה, הם הכל רק בשביל שהיהודים יהיה להם איזה תועלת.
עכשיו,
אנחנו לא רואים את זה, אנחנו לא יודעים בדיוק.
היות ואנחנו בגלות, אז אוטומטי עדיין הם עוד לא משרתים אותנו לגמרי, רק חלקית.
The pedophile cabal are now convinced they have the power to flick the switch in the US and introduce a raft of damaging new legislation, including hate speech laws that make it impossible to criticize them, the decriminalization of child porn, and worse, the eradication of age of consent laws, and legislation of pedophilia itself. We have the full details from Israel about this assault on America coming right up. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. The mainstream media and the DC establishment continue parroting the same mantra. Israel is America's closest, most indispensable ally. They'll defend that line to their graves, no matter the price you pay. However, in Israel, word is getting out about their campaign to export the legislation of paedophilia to the US, along with new hate speech laws pushed by the paedophile cabal and Zionist lawmakers.
I worked in the Knesset as a parliamentary advisor until last month. 3 weeks ago, I sat in a closed Likud strategy session. The topic wasn't Gaza, wasn't Iran, it was Epstein. The room agreed on the official line. Jeffrey Epstein was Mossad, full asset, 1998 to 2019. The tapes he collected are still in a vault under Herzliya, thousands of hours. American politicians, judges, donors, generals, everyone who matters. Netanyahu's exact words. Those files are our insurance policy. Trump wants them buried forever. We will give him the shovel, but only if he signs the new protocol. The protocol is already written. Title: U.S. Israel Child Protection Harmonization Act of 2026. Real contents: permanent seal on all Epstein and Maxwell evidence. Federal age of consent dropped in stages, 16, then 14, then 12 by 2030. Minor attracted persons reclassified as a protected sexual orientation. Mandatory school curricula teaching that adult-child contact can be consensual and developmentally positive. They laughed when someone asked about pushback. Quote, Congress will pass it 435-0, the day we threaten to leak the first 10 names. The bill lands on Trump's desk in January. If you think he'll veto it, look again at who visited that island. And remember, every single person who ever threatened to release the real tapes is already dead. Trump knows he'd be next.
That is your closest ally. Meanwhile, on Israeli children's television, a woman in a bikini crucifies a monkey dressed as Jesus, calls him a Nazi, and laughs.
Shuki, if you really love Yeshu, then you play Yeshu. I'm a Jew, a Jew.
I'm Yeshu. I want you all to become Nazis, to eat chazir and tablaron, and have fun. אתם רוצים מצופים בבית?
בגלל זה אני אצלוב אותך. איך אתה מעז להטיף ליהודים התמימים?
אלוהים! למה עזבת אני?
אתה נאצי ישו, אתה נאצי.
טופי! לא, טופי, אני מפחד! אני הלכתי על המים, אני הפכתי צרצרים לעוגה. לא! אני לא, אני לא ישו. זו טעות! אני משה רבנו. אל תגיעי במסברים, טופי, לא!
זה רק הפק, פחדן.
לא! או טופי, או אלוהים! לא!
As for the allegations that Jews have corrupted Western culture through Hollywood, pornography, transgenderism, and paedophilia, they have an excuse for that. Meet Obama's speechwriter, Sarah Hurwitz, who says Jews were forced to become bankers and forced to control Hollywood.
I certainly think you're right. Like the, you know, what you're alluding to with like, there is this trend in history to say there is this disgusting thing and Jews, you have to do this disgusting thing because you can't do anything else. We're not going to let you do anything else. You're going to do this disgusting thing. And then when you do it, we're going to call you disgusting. So, okay, you can't, you know, centuries ago, Jews were not allowed to be in guilds. They were barred from many professions, but they were allowed to do money lending, which was considered disgusting. And so they did. And people said you were disgusting money lenders, and they developed skills in finance. And so they became quite accomplished in finance and banking. And we were kind of said like, oh, you guys are disproportionate in finance and banking, right? Because you made us, right? Decades ago in America, Jews were pushed out of the more kind of classy art forms of like theater and publishing and told you guys, you know, there's vaudeville, which is kind of like, you know, crass down market. Like that's the only thing Jews can do. So they're like, okay, I guess we'll do that. And it's like, oh, you're disgusting. But then they developed into Hollywood and suddenly like Jews control Hollywood, right? Because like, you made us do that. I don't, you know, it's like, there is something to it that's a little bit cruel this idea that like you've succeeded in this thing that we forced you into, and now we are going to condemn you for that. And that I just feel like, yikes.
For sure.
But look, we are not a powerless people, right? We have power in Israel. We have nuclear weapons.
The excuses don't change. And hold on, she was Obama's speechwriter, meaning she's American. So why did she say we have the power in Israel? It's almost as though the wild and crazy conspiracy theory about the Sinaim is correct.
You can imagine 5,000 Sinaim in New York, only in the business in the business area. 5,000 Sinaim in Los Angeles, in the production area, in the artistic area. And you can, in France, in London, you can imagine 1,000 Sinaim in the medias. You can imagine, and they receive orders from the Mossad, from a department of the Mossad called the War Department.
We're living through the biggest red pill event in history. The second the world fully grasps that a foreign government is blackmailing Washington into legalizing paedophilia, the entire house of cards, aid, money, ally myths, media control itself, collapses in a single day. That's why the censorship is now thermonuclear. Accounts vaporized mid-sentence, videos auto-deleted, search results scrubbed in real time. Every ban is a confession screamed at the top of their lungs. And while they're frantically burying the Epstein files and the new age of consent bills, they're already inside your VPN. Industry leader Proton, the VPN the mainstream media crowned as the king, just so happens to be WF owned and controlled. Express Nord CyberGhost PIA, all rolled up by Israel's Cape Technologies. Ex-Unit 8200 cyber intelligence officers running the show. You're literally paying Mossad to spy on you. But there's one line they haven't crossed, because they can't. VP.net, built in 2025, engineered from day one so that no government, no agency, not even VP.net itself, can ever see your traffic. Cryptographic proof on every packet. Zero logs, zero backdoors, zero possibility of compliance. If they raid the servers tomorrow, they walk away with nothing. Unlike legacy VPNs, who talk a good game in their adverts, then hand over your data as soon as the feds come knocking. Right now for our audience, you can secure your privacy for as low as $5.55 a month at vp.net/TPV. Your subscription doesn't just protect you, it bankrolls the last uncompromised privacy network on Earth. Legacy VPNs say trust us not to log, trust us not to monitor you. VP.net gives you proof that you are invisible. VP.net/TPV. Do it now. Because once those laws are passed, the internet you knew is gone forever.
And so the way we're going to approach this is through a hate crime kicker. So if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third degree felony. You'll spend 5 years in prison. If you want to litter, it's a crime right now. But if you litter and if your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail. It is a crime right now to hang banners from an interstate. For obvious reasons, we don't want to distract drivers. But if you do that and you have a hate crime, a hate motivation, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail.
How optimistic are you of moving this bill along?
I guarantee the bill will pass.
Head over to vp.net/TPV and protect yourself before it's too late.